understand the man. What more could you ask for? We talking building businesses and entrepreneurs. Next level, elevating, steady working it. Featuring guests, sharing their products and services. But stand the man podcast. Let's get down to business, make it happen like that. But stand the man podcast. Let's get down to business, make it happen like that. Stand the man, let's go.
Yo, yo, Stan the Entertainer here, y'all checking out the man with the plan. It's Stan, the man. Congratulations, man, on 2 years of doing your Stan the Man podcast. Big up, man, salute. Keep grinding, keep hustling, showing them how it's done. Stan, the 50 grand man. Let's go, baby. All right, Stan the Man podcast. Head day, y'all. Holler.
Hello, everyone. Stan, the man, your host here, coming to you from Los Angeles, California. Thank you so much for being with me on another podcast. And today we're very excited to have actually back for a second time, the man, the myth, no legend, my guy residing out of Dallas, Texas, of course, but he's been born in Chicago. So we won't hold either of those two things against him. My guy, Eric White. How you doing, brother?
Man, Stan, I am fantastic, brother. And thank you for the great introduction. it's a pleasure to be on with you tonight.
Well, fantastic, man. Let's jump right into it. Interestingly, the name of the business is Easy Sweep Cleaning. And, you know, I should have known that it was at some point in time that a guy from Chicago would clean up. And so here's my first question is, I know it's a really interesting business because long story short, I knew a guy that in Arizona was doing it. He had accounts and he would have his team would be doing office complexes and he was doing pretty well. So how did you get into the cleaning business?
You know, great question, Stan. So, you know, in my other business, I deal in real estate. And so, you know, when you're flipping houses and remodeling houses and staging houses and all of those things, one of the things that is complementary to every facet of that is the cleanliness of the house and preparing it for either staging or for walkthroughs. And so, you know, I always kept that mindset in the back of my head that, you know, cleanliness of a home is paramount, not just from a real estate investing standpoint, but from a sanctity standpoint, from your own personal home being clean. And one night I was on social media and I saw this couple who were advertising, you know, their success through their cleaning company. And they started talking about how they got involved in cleaning business, residential cleaning business in particular, and how lucrative it was for them and how successful you can be doing it. So I just kind of leaned in. And from there, you know, it sparked a fire that, or it sparked and suddenly became a flame as I got more aware of what it all entailed.
Very good. I was wondering would it be fair to say that the way that you're able to get some of your accounts is through referrals from the folks that you're doing other business with?
You know, actually, no. I keep the two businesses completely separate.
Ah, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So the leads or the accounts that we've been able to amass thus far have all been via Yelp. We run ads on Yelp because Yelp is a huge platform for personal services like house cleaning, restaurants, things of that nature. So we've kind of leveraged our dollars, our advertising dollars in the Yelp space. And that's been like really fruitful for us.
Very good. So how would you say I would imagine that with, you know, the real estate market has changed a little bit, But I know you're a man that knows how to work through any kind of a market, which is great. So has the change in the real estate market, as you know now, it's sort of cooled down a little bit. Have you found that that affects you at all, or it, not much at all? Or you just kind of make adjustments in managing the business of the cleaning side?
You know, the fact that, yes, the real estate market has impacted the cleaning, the residential cleaning business, but not to a capacity where it's detrimental. So, you know, early on this year, and I'm sure, you know, you had the same experience there in Southern California, but in Texas, we were like, oh my goodness, we were flipping houses were being sold, inventory was low. It was just a feeding frenzy with purchases. Well, now the market has cooled. Interest rates have gone sky high.
Right.
And there's not a lot of activity with sales. Well, what does that mean? That means people are staying home. People are trying to make their current home their castle. And what they're doing is spending more time trying to clean their home, maybe do some things to kind of spruce up the home that they live in to make it more, you know, palatable for maybe the next year or the next purchase cycle or what have you. So people have like really gravitated towards cleaning businesses to help them spruce up their homes. Not only that, more people have started to return back to work, whereas over the last 2 years, you know, you had dual income families who were both working from home, and they can, you know, on break, they can go sweep a room and go back to work or, you know, what have you. But now they're with, you know, everybody going back to work, or a lot of people going back into work. Now they don't have that ability to pick up the house, clean, dust, things of that nature. So phones are ringing for house cleaning services. And that's been like really a boom for us.
Well, that's really great. And I was went on and took a look at your website, and we're going to share with everybody what it is, where they could take a look at it and consider using your services. I was just wondering, with the do you find that in this particular business, are there any unique challenges that you face? And I know if you face any of them, you're able to overcome them.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, in talking to other residential cleaning business owners, you know, we all kind of have the same experience, and it's the same struggle, which is workers, employees.
Oh, and you're right. I didn't mean to step on your word, but one thing that my dad told me long time ago when I was a little boy, he said, we were just talking about, you know, people that sometimes don't work and whatnot. And I'll never forget it. See what he said to me. And this transcends all industries, all types of things. Doesn't matter what the color the people are. And he said to me, and I'm, that first part, that's just me talking. But his part was, he said, remember, good help is hard to find.
Absolutely. And good help is very hard to find. It's very scarce. And right now, you know, we're in a mode of constantly hiring. In fact, we just launched a new hiring campaign on ZipRecruiter. Okay. To, you know, kind of bolster our cleaning ranks. So, yeah, if you know, to answer your question more succinctly, one of the biggest challenges in this business is just finding people who are, one, passionate about the work that they do, and two, have the skill set and the focus to be able to be effective doing this job.
Right. That makes sense. I know that some folks that own a very nice restaurant out here. It's called Louisiana Charlie's, and they actually opened another one recently in San Diego. And one of my best buddies, it's their cousins. And so in talking to them, and of course, the various business owners that I've talked to, is that there's a certain amount of turnover that happens, that, and you already know this, that you have folks for a certain period of time, but then you have to do another campaign to get new folks in, and only hoping that they last more than just a few weeks.
Absolutely. So, you know, Stan, what we found in this business is, you know, you can offer $1 million an hour to a cleaner or to whomever.
Right.
But if your culture, if the culture at that business or that workplace is not conducive to people being able to bring their talents and them their whole self to the job, then there's no amount of money that a person can make that will make them stay.
Right.
If you have a poor environment. And that's kind of what we kind of pride ourselves on, which is, you know, being inclusive, being communicative, being flexible, and being upfront and again, communicative with our people. So that's been an asset for us.
That's really good because, you know, we sometimes hear about the in sports and basketball and in baseball, it seems like to me in football and basketball, where they talk about the culture that the coach is trying to create. And we know that here recently, Deion Sanders, he was, you know, he received a lot of recognition for the culture that he created for the HBCU Jackson State. When he went there, they were losing and he helped to change the culture. And now, of course, he's going to move on to Colorado and be able to do that. So, and I think all of us can speak to, you know, when the times when we've had jobs, you hope that it's a pretty good culture, because if it's not, then that's going to make it the job a little more difficult, as you know.
Absolutely. It all starts with culture. It all starts with people being comfortable, or not just comfortable. We want to take it a step further, being happy to come to work, being happy to log into that job, being happy to be on the phone and get calls from us to say, hey, we have a job here or we have a job there. It entails, you know, doing this and doing that and doing the other. And so when we communicate with our folks, with our cleaners, our cleaning technicians, you know, we're respectful, and in turn, they're respectful back, and they're looking forward to us and our leadership to guide them toward their success, because they have dreams and aspirations too. And we tap into that. When we first start the interviewing process, we ask, what are you looking to get out of this? Because we want to feed whatever fuel they need so they can grow and not ultimately, you know, be in this role forever. Because, of course, you know, as we get older, we want to transition to a little bit more stable, a little bit more sedentary positions, if you will.
Right. That makes sense. And I was going to ask you as far as growing the business, how are you? Of course, I'm sure when you started out, it was a couple of accounts, and I know you got more. So in growing the business, was that more of a word of mouth and referral type situation for you?
Absolutely. So, you know, you can go the route where, you know, Indeed, or like we are on ZipRecruiter running our current campaign, or, you know, you can place ads. We've done this. We place ads looking for cleaning technicians on Craigslist. But, you know, honestly, where you get more traction is when you actually reach out to people. So, you know, how we got the cleaners that we currently have, we're not through those channels where we're running ads for cleaners.
Okay.
It was me reaching out to individuals saying, hey, I noticed that, you know, you commented on someone's post who was looking for house cleaning. Are you willing to, you know, work with a company like ours as one of our employees? And needless to say, we've gotten a lot of responses from that.
Good. Mm-hmm. That is very good. The other thing, interesting thing, this is just kind of a side note. I didn't realize I was, you know, because I kind of tend to look at different things and what people are doing. And there's some guys that they're doing, they entered the space of the dumpster business, where basically, you know, they drop a dumpster at somebody's place and then they're about to move out or something. And then they're making pretty good. I didn't realize how much those things can make someone money.
Absolutely. So, you know what, Stan, in our other business, we're familiar with that,
okay.
You know, that that business as well, because, you know, when you're rehabbing houses, naturally you're going to have a lot of bulk trash. And so, you know, we talked to a few of the guys who have those businesses where they'll come out and put the dumpster out front and, you know, keep it there for about 2-3 days, and then they cart it off. Well, that's a $350 a day per dumpster business. And wow, it's not really, you know, all you have to do is take it to and fro.
Yeah, that's kind of amazing to me, because it, you know, say, let's say if that thing is there 10 days, that's $3,500.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Very good. Let's see. We're coming actually about to wrap up here. I do greatly appreciate your time. And let's see. What I was going to ask you, one last thing, and that was, we did this before, but of course we have a newer audience now. Some may not have heard it. And now with your additional experience in having your own business, what advice would you give to someone that's in business or an entrepreneur or someone looking to get into owning their own business?
I have so many lessons learned, so many gems that I can drop. But I think out of all of them, one, I'll give you three, my top three.
Okay.
One is continue to learn about your craft, about your business, about every facet of your business. And when you think you've learned all you can learn, learn more, because there's always going to be more. Two, communicate and collaborate. There is no competition in business.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is, you go to any McDonald's and chances are there's a Wendy's or a Burger King either next door, across the street, catacomb. When they built those two restaurants, they're in direct, one would think, competition with each other. But no, there's enough market share for both of them to thrive right across the street from one another. So the same holds true in entrepreneurship. Don't think that collaborating and working with someone who may be in your same market is a competitor. You guys can both collaborate and build one another to extraordinary heights. And then the third and final piece of information is faith. Have faith that your work and effort will ultimately pay off, because everything starts with an idea. If you have an idea that the work that you're putting in will culminate into your success, it will happen. You are actually bringing good spirit and good thoughts towards you by just your thinking. So when times seem bleak and you're not making sales, you're not getting any revenue, you're not getting customers, just have faith that they will come. You continue to do what is necessary in your business and it will come, I assure you.
Well, that's fantastic. Great advice. We've been speaking to Eric White, the actual owner of Easy Sweep Cleaning. And if you're in the Dallas area, I highly recommend you look him up. And Eric, if someone wants to contact you for your services, let us know right now how they can contact you.
Absolutely, Stan. So we can be contacted via our website. Our website is www.easysweepcleaning.com. And on our website, you can actually build your cleaning service. We're veteran owned and operated. So we're here to service the customer, or you can contact us toll free at 855-437-4835. Again, that number is 855-437-4835. And we look forward to speaking with whomever is needing service for their home.
Well, Eric, it's been, as always, a joy and a pleasure to speak with you. And we most definitely wish you and your wife and your entire family all the success moving forward.
Thank you very much, Stan. I really appreciate our call today.
Hello, I'm Bernadette Stanis, Thelma from Good Times, also Nene Duncan on The Family Business. Hello there, Stan. I want to congratulate you on your 2-year podcast anniversary, and I wish you many, many more as Stan the Man. I know that you are helping so many businesses become successful. That's a wonderful thing that you're doing. I just want to thank you. It means so much to me to have a fan like you that has followed me for so many years as Thelma of Good Times with my brother JJ, Michael, Alona, Mom and Dad, and Bookman. You know, we had a lot of fun on that show. And now I'm on The Family Business. I'm one of the Duncans, and we're having a lot of fun too, in a different kind of way. You know, I have 3 children there. I have Curtis, and Lauren is my daughter, and Kenny is my baby son. And of course, my crazy husband, Larry. Join us. We come on every Thursday with a new show. So you enjoy your anniversary. Keep watching me on different shows, especially The Family Business. And I want to thank you.
Stan the Man Podcast with business and entrepreneurs.